You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's top flight football podcast.
Hello and welcome along to The Punt, another big weekend of international football to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Lee Phelps. Hi, Lee.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. All good. Good first round of games, actually, wasn't it? So, looking forward to these.
It was. There's a very strong chance that we're going to have a real British contingent at the Euros. We won't go into it in too much detail, Lee, but it's going quite well for a lot of the teams, isn't it?
Yeah, it has done for the whole tournament. I mean, it's just a shame Scotland couldn't get something in Georgia, because I think, you know, obviously that'd have been another brilliant round of games for all the home nations in Ireland. As it stands, yeah, I mean, there's no bet really on Wales making it now, and, you know, Northern Ireland look like they're going to make it, and England, it'd be brilliant. I mean, and the fact that it's only in France as well makes it even better, doesn't it? It's going to be so many of the home nations fans there. Superb.
It is superb. Let's get stuck into it as well, because the action continues on Sunday with Wales against Israel. Wales are 5-6. The draw is 23-10. Israel are 15-4. Wales currently sit top of Group B, and Israel are in third. If Wales win, though, that, the important thing on Sunday, they will have qualified, Lee. It's huge for Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, massive. And it's not all down to Gareth Bale, but you can tell that he's kind of lifted that team, and I guess he's given the rest of the team, who are talented, a real lift and a real belief that they can kind of almost rely on him to get them out of trouble. If they do the basics right, he'll add the finishing touches. But he's not like a Ronaldo, is he? I mean, you know, obviously Ronaldo's class, but he's not like a Ronaldo who just sits out on the wing and waits for his teammates to give him the ball. He works hard. He's part of the team. You can tell he's just, you know, down to earth, one of the lads. I thought they were tremendous in Cyprus. Really did. I thought it was a really good international performance. I'm not making out that Cyprus, you know, are one of the best teams in the world or anything. But it was just a good performance. It was just what they've been doing all the way along, which is not conceding goals and grabbing a goal when they can. You know, they've scored 9 and conceded 2 in qualifying, which is pretty measly. You know, if they end up winning that group, they'll probably have one of the worst kind of goal scoring records in the qualifying phase. But who cares? If you're scoring more goals than you're conceding, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't. That's how you win games, Lee.
Exactly.
and Wales beat Israel 3-0 earlier on in the campaign, away from home as well. The crowd's going to be behind them. It's going to be something to watch in terms of the atmosphere. It'll be a carnival atmosphere almost, won't it?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about this game from a betting point of view for me. As I mentioned, Chris Coleman's, you know, motives have all been about keeping it tight, being hard to beat. They kind of went to this 3 at the back and had the full-backs who could bomb on but also could set in and make a 5. So they were really hard to break down. Obviously, when you've got Bale up front, you've always got that outlet anyway. Now, everything he said, I was really surprised that he kind of came out and said, you know, usually managers will say, even it, right until it's actually, you know, mathematically, you know, impossible not to go, they would be like, no, let's keep a lid in it. He was like, no, I think we can start to have a party now. I think we can really let rip and have a go at this. Now, they will qualify, I'm sure, but they have still got 3 games left. Now, if something went wrong against Israel and they just let it slip a little bit, then the last game is against Andorra, which is fine. But they have got, you know, a game in between against Bosnia. So it's not like it's absolutely, you know, cast iron, definitely going to happen. I think it will, because Israel have got this game. They've also got to go to Belgium in their next match. And I think they've got Cyprus at home. Or it might be the other way around. It might be Cyprus at home and Belgium away. So all things being equal, you would imagine that Israel would struggle to get 9 points out of these 3 games. So, you know, Wales should go there. I just wonder, from a betting point of view, if he's opened this game up to be a bit of a high scorer and not the kind of disciplined approach, if the players have taken on his kind of cavalier attitude, then maybe we'll see some goals here rather than the kind of measly goals that we've seen from Wales so far, which has served them obviously very well.
Would you play an overs on the goals? And is that
yeah,
the way look at it?
I think that's what I'm going for. I mean, the over 2.5 I quite like. I mean, Israel do score goals away from home. The problem for them, though, is that Omar Damari, who scored half their goals in qualifying, he's also just been in good goal-scoring form for Salzburg as well. He's broken his foot. So I think without him, they are missing some goals. They could probably get one if Wales are a little bit slack. But what I'm going to do is play a little bit safe here and just play the Wales to score over 1.5 goals. So Wales to score 2 or more, basically, is 5-4. A bit stingy, but I think that'll land. But a better price than that, for me, is Gareth Bale, anytime goal scorer. You know, this guy, he's the second highest goal scorer in qualifying. We know how good he is. He's scored 6 goals so far. He's got a couple of braces in games. He's scored the only goal in each of the last two that those crucial wins, and he's still odds against. It's 9-4 for Bale to score and Wales to win, which I like, and it's 23-20 for Bale to score at home in front of those fans when they give him everything. Do you know what I mean? He's taking corners, he's taking throw-ins, free kicks, penalties. He takes goal kicks and tries to go for goal at times. So Bale to score any time, 23-20 for me.
I think you're embellishing that a little bit, Lee.
Maybe.
I do like the look of the Gareth Bale and Wales to win that 9-4.
Yeah, 9-4. Yeah. Decent, isn't it? Yeah, I like that. So, yeah, I think Wales will get it done, even if they are a little bit cavalier. I honestly could see something like a 2-1, maybe even a 3-1 or something. That's like a real, like you mentioned, like a carnival atmosphere. Maybe that gets into the players a little bit, because they will have been celebrating secretly over the last few days. They'll be bouncing, won't they? They'll be really, really confident that they can go and qualify in style now and actually win the group. So, I expect a Wales win. I don't really want to back the mods on, if I'm being honest. So, either that Bale to score and Wales to win, or just Bale to score on his own would be my two picks.
All right, moving on to Monday's action. We've got three games to look at there. We'll start with Republic of Ireland against Georgia. The Republic of Ireland are 1-2. The draw is 11-4. Georgia are 7-1. This game is in Group D. Republic of Ireland currently sit third. Georgia are fifth. Republic of Ireland in good form at the moment. They need to win this, though, to keep a chance of qualifying.
Yeah, they do, don't they? I mean, they just suddenly leapfrogged. I think everyone was kind of quite quiet about Ireland's chances because Scotland were taking all the headlines, but they've just been plugging away quite nicely in the background. You know, the only thing you can hope for in this group is a playoff spot. So that's what Republic and Scotland are both going for. Poland and Germany will finish 2-1, I think, where Germany will win the group. You know, but like I said, they've not been amazing. That loss to Scotland in Scotland, it was a big blow to them. But remember, they got a draw in Germany. They drew at home to Poland, then drew with Scotland, and then went and did what you expect to do, which is beat Gibraltar, with a few goals. Now they've got Georgia at home. Absolutely cast iron, must-win game. You know, the odds suggest that, the 1-2. You know, Georgia obviously beat Scotland at home. Away from home, you'd be very, very disappointed if they came to your place and won. They lost 4-0 in Poland, beat Gibraltar 3-0. Me and you could put a team together and have a good game against Gibraltar, as we know. Lost in Scotland 1-0. I don't think it's going to be easy, and the 1-2 might not be the kind of most attractive price to people, because I think it might be a little bit nervy here. Robbie Keane, he's unbelievable, isn't he? I saw a stat the other day, Mark, right? And I haven't checked it. It seems unbelievable, this, that Robbie Keane has scored in 18 consecutive years for the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, there can't be many strikers in world football who've had that record. It may well be a world record, I don't know. It's such a long time to play for your country and to maintain that scoring record. I mean, there's a touch of odds on to score here. But, the headline offer, Robbie Keane to score and Republic to win, is 13-8. Could kind of see that. But I think they'll keep it really tight and maybe win by, 1 or 2-0. So the other bet, if you're just looking for like an outright bet with a bit of value attached to it, the Republic win under 2.5 goals for me. I think Georgia will set up really tight here. The Republic to win and under 2.5. So you get the 1-0 and the 2-0, and that's 17-10.
Okay, just looking through the remaining fixtures for the Republic of Ireland, they must be thinking if they beat Georgia, they're probably going to struggle a little bit against Germany, although they are at home. Maybe they could squeak something out of that, and then they go to Poland on the final game of the group, which could be a second and a third place decider if things go to plan.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? I mean, you look at Poland. They've got Gibraltar next, though, so you'd imagine that Poland would be looking. They obviously get 3 points there, and they're away at Scotland, and then home to Ireland, as you mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, Poland probably get. They'd probably be looking at maybe 5 points, a win and two draws. They would obviously take that, put them on 19. Republic have to win this one, obviously. That puts them onto 15 points. Then if they don't get anything out of those next two games, Poland, Republic, which they might not do, they're going to be reliant on 15 points being enough. We'll talk about Scotland in a minute. It's going to be really tight, this group. And we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, one thing Republic have got on their side at the minute is the goal difference. But Scotland will be looking to make amends for that, I think, in this group of games. So, yeah, I'll go for the Republic to win this one, but it might be tight. It might be only just.
All right, let's move on to Scotland then. They suffered a defeat in Georgia last time, which has kind of seen the wheels come off a little bit because they were in pretty decent nick before that. Unfortunately, they have to play Germany next. Scotland 6-1, the draw is 17-5, Germany are 4-9. Germany sit top of the group. Scotland are fourth, and it's must-win time now, isn't it, for Scotland? And to be fair, the backs are against the wall a little bit, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is obviously a really tricky game. But they've pulled it off before, you know, in difficult games. They must be kicking themselves so much that they were poor. You know, no getting away from the fact that I watched a bit of the game and listened to a bit on the radio, and they just seem to be trying to play fancy football, like little flicks here and there, rather than just doing the basics. Because Georgia aren't mugs, you know. It's like they went there and thought, oh, this is easy. Well, Georgia aren't, you know, they're not a terrible team. But as it happens, that's gone now, and they have to get back on it. Yeah, Germany at home, Poland at home, and they finish with Gibraltar away. So that's why they're kicking themselves, Mark. If they'd have got a point out of the Georgia game, and then even if they lose both against Germany and Poland, they're going to go to Gibraltar in the last game, confident they're going to pick 3 points up, and if it goes down to the wire, they've got a gimme there, haven't they? So that's why I think they must be kicking themselves. I don't see them getting much out of this, to be honest with you. I mean, Germany have had a strange qualifying tournament, obviously losing 2-0 in Poland. The other two away games have only been at Georgia and Gibraltar, where they scored 2 and 7, respectively. Look, Scotland are going to have to put in a real kind of backs to the walls, let's go for a 0-0 draw, just kind of display here. I'm not sure they can last out. I just wonder if they're confident. If they got something in Georgia, I'd have been saying, look, I'll give them a squeak at getting a draw here. But as it is, I'm struggling to find an argument where they can possibly get a draw. They only beat Georgia 1-0 at home. They only beat Republic of Ireland 1-0 at home. Can they keep Germany out? I really don't think so. And I'm not really sure that they'll manage to score themselves against Germany, if that's their game plan. If they're setting up to get a 0-0 draw, which I think they have to, I don't see them then being able to turn, go up the gears, and then, you know, find a goal to get back at Germany. So, yeah, a Germany win here for me. And, you know, it's hard to look at much further than Thomas Müller, isn't it? You know, he's just such a fantastic player for the Germans. Scored in that 2-0 win away at Georgia. Obviously got the opener against Poland, which was a crucial goal. He got the two opening goals against Gibraltar as well. So, you know, he's class, but they've got class throughout here. He's 4-5 to score any time. Here's the headline offer, 7-4 for Müller to score and Germany to win. So, but, you know, I think similar to the Republic game that we mentioned earlier in the podcast, I think it'll be tight. I think Scotland will be really set up and, you know, disciplined to not let anything through them. And I think often that's easier to do than go out and try and beat a team. You know, set up, you know, with, you know, two strong banks of four, or maybe a 5 and a 4 even, just to kind of stop them getting through you. So maybe the Germany win in under 2.5 here, that's 13-5.
Yeah, the Thomas Müller offer, headline offer, has just been nudged up a little bit in the last. Yeah, it was 6-4 when we first started recording. It's now 7-4. So as you just mentioned.
Well, if they can make that up to 8-4, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
gives me. What do they call that again? 8-4.
2-1.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I like a bit of 9-4 as well. Is that greedy?
Well, I don't think they're going to go that far. Just back to Scotland as well. The result in Georgia is even more disappointing because they've got a Georgian monkey on their back, if you like. Because wasn't it the defeat in Georgia at the qualification for the last Euros that ended up costing them?
Yeah, because they were playing Italy. It was very similar, wasn't it? Because they played Italy, who I think may have been world champions, or, you know, they may not have been. I forget now, but they played Italy next anyway at home, and they were going into that off the back of a Georgia game, where exactly the same scenario really, where the tough game is to come. But that Poland game as well, lurking around the corner, it's a killer, that. Poland are a very good team. They could get a draw out of Poland at home. I'd fancy them more for a draw against Poland than Germany, but yeah, must be absolutely sick. Because all this chat this weekend about, you know, Wales and Northern Ireland, they should be kind of in that chat as well. But as it is, now they've left themselves a mountain to climb, as usual.
Yeah, so not really good news for Scotland. Very good news for Northern Ireland, though. We'll move on to those next. Northern Ireland are 13-8. The draw 19-10. Hungary are 2-1. Northern Ireland sit top of Group F. They take on Hungary, who are third in the group, but a win for Northern Ireland, and they're qualified as well. It's a great performance from Northern Ireland, this qualification.
Yeah, it's been brilliant, hasn't it? I mean, you know, it was funny because, you know, understandably so, I think, from Northern Irish fans, because they've often beat the good teams and then really struggle against the weaker teams. And there seemed to be a sense of nervousness about the trip to Faroe Islands, which there really shouldn't have been, by the way. you know, they are minnows. I know they got a goal, and it was 1-1 for a while. It took Milan a long time to get those winning goals, but they got them in the end after the goal scorer Edmondson was sent off. Gareth McCauley, the man, we've been on this bandwagon for quite a long time, this Gareth McCauley bandwagon. It's not my own bandwagon. There's a couple of guys on Twitter who I follow are Northern Ireland fans. They've been going on about this forever. The fact that he's such a good bet coming up for set pieces, especially against the weaker nations. He popped in again with a couple this time. Unbelievable. He's got a decent record for his country, believe it or not. So fantastic to see them doing well as well. I think they'll be a massive addition to the Euros. It'll be fantastic to see them there. Obviously, this is a slightly different prospect to the Faroe Islands at home. Hungary, been quite surprised by their performances. I thought they would do better than they have done. I thought I'd have put them above Romania in terms of the table. They're on 12 points in third, with Romania on 15, and just a point ahead, of course, Northern Ireland. Scored the most goals in the group, which has always been their issue. 11 goals, conceded 5. Hungary have only scored 5 goals in total. So, given those stats, you'd expect that Northern Ireland should be confident here going into this one. I wonder if they'll go for it, or they'll stay kind of pragmatic. They've got Greece at home to come, and they go away to Finland. Now, none of these games are hard. Northern Ireland are doing exceptionally well, but they're in the easiest group of all, maybe barring England's. In a lot of these games, they should win. You just wonder when they're almost at the line, will they still maintain this kind of discipline they've had? And I think the manager will make them tight here. I'm going to go for the draw in this game, I can see why people would think, Northern Ireland go there and win, but I'm not so sure they'll set up that way. I think Northern Ireland will be more than happy just to keep plodding away with a point, take a point off Hungary. If they get a point here and move on to 17 points, Hungary move on to 13, it's just one more point closer. And you'd imagine they should be confident against Greece, this team who, like their economy, has just absolutely crashed over recent years. Got 2 points from this group, Greece. No one envisaged that. So you'd expect them to win that game at home, and then it doesn't really matter what they do in the last game then. So I'm going to go for a draw here. No one ever gets too carried away. Northern Ireland don't often do it the easy way. So maybe a 1-1 draw, something like 11-2, but the draw at 19-10 is good enough for me.
Yeah, you're taking the very sensible manager approach there, aren't you? Just don't let anything go against Hungary, and we'll go and beat Greece at home. And qualify. Because
or even three draws, Matt. I don't see the same noise coming out of the Northern Ireland camp as I see coming out of the Wales camp. That kind of like, we're there pretty much. I think Chris Coleman may have got that slightly wrong, but he's like, it's time to celebrate, it's time to let your hair down, it's time to make a party atmosphere. I don't hear that from Northern Ireland as much, maybe the media, but I don't hear it from within the camp. So, yeah, I think still time to be sensible. 3 games, we've seen Northern Ireland make bigger messes of stuff than this before. So, let's not get too carried away, and hopefully they just take it steady. Look, the win would be fantastic, but yeah, steady draw for me.
All right, moving on to Tuesday then, England against Switzerland. England already qualified with 3 games to spare. It's the fastest any England team has ever qualified for the Euros, and they did it at a hack canter against San Marino. They beat them 6-0. They're 4-7 to beat Switzerland. Draw is 3-1, and Switzerland are 9-2. Unfortunately, that's the only market we've got on site at the moment, Lee, so you might have to just tell us how you feel about this, and we'll add the bets later on, the prices. But England going to win this as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm not like, it's difficult, isn't it, when you get a team who have got nothing to play for, effectively. And I know you might say, well, they've got, this 100% record to play for, which, fair enough, they have. I still don't think that's as much as it, as you'd expect if they had, literally had points to play for in places. It's disappointing that we've only got that one mark at the minute. Obviously, I haven't got up as early as us on a Sunday morning, Mark, to do this, the traders.
Can't all be as professional as us, Lee.
No, I mean, you'd have to go a long way, wouldn't you, to get up very early in the morning. But I think that you've really got to look. I think it's more about Switzerland, I suppose, isn't it, than England, in a sense. Because, you look at, where England sit in the group, it's all very comfy, as you said. Nothing to worry about, really. 21 points, 6 clear of Switzerland now. And Estonia, 5 points further back. You'd be surprised, wouldn't you, if Estonia caught Switzerland. Estonia drew 0-0 in San Marino, so that gives you an idea of where they are. This is a canter for both teams now towards the end of the group. Switzerland have got San Marino next, and then they go to Estonia. So really, Switzerland should pick up, you know, a full 6 points from this if they don't get anything in England, and they'll move on to 21. England could quite easily move on. I'm tempted by the draw, you know, at 3-1. I think the draw's a big price at 3-1. I just don't know if England... Have England really got the kind of... the need and desire to go and win this game against a good side? You know, Switzerland are a decent side. The only thing, obviously, that we're looking at, as well as the, you know, just keeping the 100% record, is the Rooney record. You know, I don't think Rooney's desperate to break it, like, this match. I think he'd break it when he breaks it. I don't think he'll be going hell for leather to necessarily break it. Great if he does it in front of the home fans at Wembley and all that. He'll get an unbelievable reception. There is a bet on the website, though, Mark, that I absolutely love. I was banging on about this a few months ago. Do you remember the special bet? Which would break the record? Own goals or Wayne Rooney? Do you remember that bet?
I do, yeah.
Well, it's back up again now. It's 6-1 for own goals to break the record before Rooney, right? Own goals is level with Rooney and Bobby Charlton on 48 now. So one more own goal breaks the record, or one more Rooney goal. Now, Rooney is a short price, obviously, to score in this game and break the record. And the price for him to actually reach 50 goals first is 1-12. So, you know, you think they both sat there on 49 goals because they own goal against San Marino as well. 1-12 for Rooney to get there first. 6-1 for own goals. I've got to have a bet on the own goals. I know it doesn't happen very often in reality, but it's just too big a price for me. If you gave me 6-1 for an own goal in the Switzerland game, I'd take it, I think.
You're a madman.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. There could be no own goal for the next 10 England internationals, whereas Rooney's going to score in those.
True, but it'd be sod's law, wouldn't it? That, what a great story it would be, that own goals is the leading England goal scorer of all time.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. I'd love that. I'd rather that happen than Wayne Rooney do it. He'll get it eventually. So, I mean, it's obviously a daft bet, but it did catch my eye a little bit. As you say, though, you could go ages without an own goal. But, if it happened and you backed it, it'd be a great story for the pub, if nothing else, wouldn't it?
It was a bit of fun. I could see why you'd be.
But, no, the draw, I mean, I'm sorry to be kind of, you know, as an Englishman, you know, I'd love to see them go through the whole thing. I just, you know, it's kind of what a Derek McGovern isn't, really, that it's hard to really go for a team at 4-7 to win a game when they don't need to win the game. And they're playing a good side. I don't think they'll be that free-flowing. Will the manager be good to the club managers and take decent players off? He may even use it. We don't know yet. We're recording this on Sunday. He may even use it as a little bit of a test for some players as well and carry on with the team that played against San Marino. So a few unknowns at this juncture. So 4-7, I'm not confident with my money on England in a game they don't need to win. But I think 3-1 is a big price for the draw.
Okay. Well, with my comedy St George glasses and St George wig on...
I've told you to already wear those in England games, by the way.
I'm going to say I think England still win this.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the fact that they're going back to Wembley, they've already qualified, there'll be a feel-good atmosphere, the shackles will be off the players, if you like. It's a chance for them to just go out and prove that they deserve to be in this England squad, because there are players still to come in, the likes of Adam Lallana, who's not fit and stuff like that. Players need to prove a point here that they should be in the squad, the likes of Jonjo Shelvey and Vardy, and even Theo Walcott got a couple the other day. He's not nailed on to be in the starting lineup anymore, and I think it's a chance for those players to come and say, you know, we should be in this squad, and I think that'll lead to an England win. But
I agree with all of what you've just said, and you're absolutely spot on. If we're just talking the pub about the game and what we think's going to happen, I cannot put my money on a 4-7 shot, though.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean about that? I completely agree with you. If it's just me and you having a chin wag in the office or whatever, but when it comes down to me putting some hard earned down, I'm not sure I can do it, mate.
on that basis, Switzerland might be a little bit bigger as well, because if they win, don't they qualify? Doesn't it guarantee?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're all to play for. But again, though, mate, what I said before is they don't need to. I mean, those fixtures they've got left are the gimmies. San Marino at home and Estonia away. They're going to qualify.
Yeah.
I don't see an awful lot in this. I don't see any that extra 1 or 2% that you need to really go and push on. And with only, like, you know, 3-1 the draw, 9-2 Switzerland, I'd rather play the 3-1. To be fair, I think it's the best price of the three. It's not the biggest price of the three, but I think it's not the best, you know, argument I can make for any of the three. I'll go for that. But, you know, it's a tricky one to call. It could be a bit of a friendly atmosphere, you know, almost.
I think it will be. It's difficult, isn't it, with England? Because in a friendly, they very rarely play well and excite you. And it's almost like a friendly to them because they're already qualified. They don't need to win.
Yeah. Yeah, and the own goals. That, those two bets I like quite a lot.
Should we call it a day? Would you have a best bet for these games, Lee?
I haven't got one that I absolutely adore, but the best one the one I think will definitely land is Gareth Bale to score at any time at 23-20. I think in front of his own home fans, like I say, I think that will be quite a big high-scoring game. Gareth Bale to score at any time would be my favourite.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Lee. Enjoy this weekend, and will the punt be back Thursday next week?
It will indeed. Back to the Premier League.
Good stuff. Well, thanks, Lee. Good luck, and enjoy this weekend.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.